This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, Thrifting Ain't Easy. My name is Erica, and for this week's episode, we're going to go back to the namesake of this podcast, and we're going to talk a little bit about thrifting. For the rest of the month of December, you can expect more laid-back episodes, and we're still going to be running on that bi-weekly schedule, but for this week, I just wanted to reminisce on some of my favorite thrift store finds. I've been thrifting throughout my life. I've been thrifting since I was a kid. My grandmother was always an avid thrifter before it even became popular, so I've been doing this for a while now, and over the years, I have found some really, really, really cool items, and in this week's podcast episode, I want to name off some of my favorite things that I have found in a thrift store. Specifically, I wanted to tie it to, you know, things that I've sold, but I, of course, am going to drop in some items that I found and ended up keeping for myself because I loved it so much. But yeah, this week's podcast episode is just going to be about thrifting, maybe inspire you to get out there and go to your local thrift store or your Goodwill bins. If you are interested in learning some of my favorite thrift store finds, just keep on listening. I am going to be completely honest with you guys. I am recording this episode during my finals week. I just finished my final of the fall semester and I am exhausted, but nonetheless, the show must go on. So that's why I sound like this, but I promise you, this voice is probably much more soothing. I hope so. I don't know. But I compiled this list off the top of my head, and as I speak, I'm probably going to add some more, but I absolutely adore thrifting. I love vintage items. Most of the time, I thrift for my business, but some of the time, I end up keeping those really, really cute top-notch items and never look back. So that's what we're going to discuss in this week's podcast episode. Before we even jump into that, I wanted to give you guys a little report on how the holiday season is treating me. I am about 1 week away from leaving. I'm going on a vacation before Christmas. And going to spend a little bit of time away from my business because I really haven't had a break from my business in a long, long time. So I'm very excited to be traveling for Christmas, well, before Christmas. So I have just been running like a chicken with its head cut off, as we say in the South, trying to get orders out and everything ready before I leave. Every day I've been taking IKEA bags full of purchases to the post office, dropping them off and going on to the next. I am about to leave my college town, which I adore so much because the thrifting here is immaculate, to go home, but nonetheless, I'm still fine with it. I have so much work to get done this weekend. I have to get all of my orders out and my potential new orders out. All this weekend, I'm going to have to pedal to the metal to make sure that everything is done by the time I leave for my trip. But this holiday season has been absolutely amazing. My business has been doing very well. I did notice a slight decrease in sales compared to last year, but also, you know, different things with the pandemic, a little bit uplifting. More people are shopping in person. It doesn't bother me. I'm still very grateful and still very thankful for this opportunity to continue my business. And I cannot thank my customers enough. And I can't even thank you guys enough for listening to my life story. But yeah, my business has been doing very well. I'm very proud. And I'm very, very grateful. But I will be taking a necessary break for a couple of days. I just need it for my mental health. For mental health reasons, I need to take a step back because I've been running on balancing finals and balancing my business, and that has been very hard to say the least, but I have been able to do that, and I'm very blessed, and I'm very, very thankful for this holiday season. So yeah, I've been doing good. I just wanted to report on that. By the time you hear this episode, I will be long gone off into the bliss of New York. So I'm super excited. But yeah, that's how I've been doing. So let's jump into my favorite thrift store finds. Enough about me. So my first thing I have on this list is the throwback to, I think this was before, no, this was at the beginning of the pandemic or like that awkward 2020 time. I thrifted a vintage Team USA Atlanta Olympics windbreaker jacket. It was beautiful, y'all. It was beautiful. It was originally from the 90s. I think it was 96 when the Olympics were in Atlanta. I thrifted it in Atlanta, and it was just amazing. I loved the jacket. I ended up selling it. I did hold on to it for a while. I don't know why. I wouldn't post it until the Olympics came around. So I literally held on to that jacket for a year. And I did end up selling it this summer in the middle of the Olympics. So it paid off. So yeah, the vintage Team USA windbreaker jacket. And then I also thrifted another one. This one, I have no clue. It did not have a year on it, but it was a red, white, and blue Team USA, vintage Team USA windbreaker jacket that I actually ended up scoring at the Goodwill bins. So I love going to the Goodwill bins and finding those. I know I had a little bit of, this is pre-pandemic, but I had a little bit of luck, not a little bit, a lot of bit of luck pre-pandemic. I used to find so many different, I don't know if there was like a retired Olympian in my college town or something, I don't know. But at the Goodwill bins in my college town, I had a lot of luck back in 2019 and 2020, early 2020, with finding Team USA jackets, Team USA pants, like the full fits, the full jogger outfits, back from the 90s. So, and that was just so much fun to get to thrift that. And I think I've had maybe three that I have sold all of them, but I love finding Team USA things because that's just peak vintage. That's just, you know, something that everybody, every sports fan will definitely want a piece of in their closet. The next thing is another thing I thrifted in Atlanta. I do like thrifting in Atlanta. It's really interesting and you can find a lot of good stuff. So next thing, I recently thrifted a vintage Atlanta Braves World Series tee. It was from their last World Series. I thrifted it before their 2021 World Series win. So their last one was either 98 or 99. I don't remember which one, but it was a shirt from that World Series championship. It was in amazing condition. I was stoked when I found it because I found it at one of the most busiest and Goodwills in Atlanta, and also a Goodwill I just never go to, and I found it there, and I was so excited to have it, and then boom, they won the World Series that same year I thrifted it, so everyone in Atlanta, feel free to thank me for that. Next up is a vintage Orlando Rage crew neck. Orlando Rage was back in the day an XFL team. This is actually a thrift find that I kept for myself, and I cherish this sweatshirt like it is my child. I love this sweatshirt so much. I wear it all the time. I get so many compliments when I wear it. I got this from the Goodwill bins. I love the Goodwill bins. If this is not a promo for the Goodwill bins, I don't know what it is. But I got this sweatshirt. It's a vintage crew neck from the Goodwill bins, and I wear it out. It's so good. So good, y'all. The next thing was a stunning sequence, JOA. I don't know how to say that, but that's the brand. Short formal dress. I sold it New Year's Eve back in 2020. And I ended up flipping it for $100. It was seriously one of the most gorgeous dresses I've ever seen. It was new with tags. And I don't even know if I paid more than $5 for it. And I ended up flipping it for $100 once I saw the worth of it. It was absolutely stunning. Like, that was my favorite. Honestly, probably one of, no, that's probably my favorite thrift I've ever found. And I know as soon as I put it up, I think within 3 days, the dress sold. I sold it on Depop and it was just, it was a hit. I loved it. It was so gorgeous. I was like, honestly, I would wear this myself. But I loved it. The next thing are a pair of brand new Air Force Ones. I love the shoes. They're very comfortable and they're very casual to, you know, just wear with a random outfit, not putting too much effort in. I have found multiple pair, but a specific pair I found brand new. And what did I do? I kept it for myself. Sometimes when you're thrifting, keep items for yourself. Don't be afraid to. Because at the end of the day, if you want it and you know that it'll be worth more in your closet and worth more to you than to sell it, just go ahead and keep that item. I do it all the time. Do not feel ashamed about it. I know sometimes there's like a negative connotation about thrifting or sourcing and you buying stuff for yourself, but that negative connotation has got to go. Start buying stuff for yourself, treating yourself. You know, you're doing something for your business. So to reward yourself for working, why not buy yourself something nice? So I, instead of flipping those brand new Air Force Ones, I kept them for myself and I still have them to this day. I love them. The next thing was a pair of vintage Y2K Paisley boots. The best way I can describe it, they are seriously some of the most beautiful boots I've ever seen. But the boots from that the mother in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, I think it's, they were like knee-high boots, the Y2K skinny heel. They were orange, red, and black paisley. It was so good. I loved them. They were really fun, and they sold on Depop. I got so many people looking at it, so many eyes on it, and it sold fairly soon. And that was just a peak of my existence. Those boots were so good. I loved them so much, and they sold very well for me. The next thing was a Lily Pulitzer romper. Lily Pulitzer, if you have the chance to get and bring in Lily Pulitzer into your closet, I recommend it because that is a good way to make some money. I got the romper for, I think, $2, and I ended up flipping it for about $45. The Lily Pulitzer romper, like everything Lily Pulitzer, doesn't matter, whatever, whatever. Like Lily Pulitzer, I feel like is one of those brands that will be popular for years and years to come. And that romper even proved that to me. The next thing is jerseys. I just wanted to be very broad with this one. I have found multiple jerseys on multiple different occasions. And every time I love finding jerseys. I love selling jerseys. I'm a big sports gal. And getting to find jerseys of world-renowned players and really cool, you know, events, even like from the Olympics, like I talked about earlier, I love finding jerseys. So some of the jerseys that I found a Florida State jersey, I found a St. Louis Cardinals jersey, I found a Phoenix Suns jersey, I found a North Carolina jersey, I found Georgetown jerseys, Chicago Bulls. Like I always am on the lookout for jerseys because they're easy to flip. And if you're looking for the best site to sell jerseys, I will always, if you have a vintage jersey, I recommend you go straight to Etsy. If it is modern day and or vintage is also good on the site, but Mercari. those are the two platforms. If you have a jersey to sell, I would definitely put it on there. And yeah, I love finding and I love selling jerseys. I would say my two favorite jerseys have to be, I found in North Carolina, UNC Chapel Hill Tar Heels, Michael Jordan jersey. It was sick. Found it in two different colors, black and their Tar Heel blue. And then I would also have to say a vintage Jason Kidd Phoenix Sun jersey. That was a really cool one. Had the OG Phoenix Suns logo to it. And I ended up flipping it on Mercari. So yeah, and the Michael Jordan jerseys, I know for a fact that one of them sold on Curtsy, but honestly, both of them might have sold on Curtsy. Curtsy is also a really good app to sell jerseys on there, believe it or not. So yeah. The next thing would be this rare discontinued purple Seaside crew neck. If you know anything about Florida, vacationing, that kind of thing, you would know Seaside is one of the most popular and prettiest. I do have to say so myself. I love going to Seaside, but one of the most popular beaches in Florida. It is located near Panama City. It is not in the Panama City area, but it's like, well, it's not a part of Panama City, but it is near Panama City, so it's technically just in the area. But it's a very popular beach, and their beach wear is what's most popular about it. You may have seen stickers with the 30A. That's the route you take to get to Seaside, or you might have just seen the classic Seaside t-shirts or sweatshirts. All it says is Seaside on the front, and sometimes it will have a picture of the old town and new town on the back. But these are widely popular. If you find a Seaside shirt or whatever in amazing condition, snatch it up and try to flip it because they do really well. So with that being said, I found a very rare and discontinued Seaside crew neck. I did some digging on it and it paid off. It was a beautiful purple color with blue lettering, new and never used, never worn, so good. I ended up flipping it for $40 once I did a little research and it sold on Curtsy. The next thing was a Free People mini skirt. I got this, I want to say last year. And it just had stunning beading, jewels, sequins, all tied up together. I will say I was absolutely obsessed with the skirt. It didn't fit me, so I didn't keep it. I put it online. However, I noticed that it did not sell well. It did sell on Poshmark, but it took it a little bit of time. I think I just sold it a couple months ago. It took it a little bit of time to actually gain traction and people to start liking it. But I absolutely love that skirt. But I will say, this is a little side note, Free People, I have been having some trouble with recently when it comes to selling that. But I still, of course, love the Free People designs and the just overall vibe of the company. The next thing is a Sherry Hill prom dress. If you know anything about the prom industry, you know that Sherry Hill is the queen of all things formal. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was thrifting with my mom and my grandmother. We used to do that before I went off to college. We used to do that every single Sunday. We would go thrifting after church and then after dinner, after church. And then we go to our local Goodwill. And one time we were at the Goodwill and we found the most beautiful black discontinued Sherry Hill prom dress. It was gorgeous. Sherry Hill prom dresses, if you don't know, sell for literally at minimum like $400 and at highest $1,000. Like, these are very expensive dresses, and to find one at our Goodwill store, and I think it was $6, was amazing. It was so good. We ended up flipping it and selling it, and it was so good. So good. Loved it. I still think about that prom dress to this day. We got it about, it had to have been over 7 years ago, but it was really fun. Through the years, I have found some really, really cool vintage purses. I love vintage purses. I don't thrift them like I should, but when I do run across them at a decent price, the keyword is a decent price. I'm not trying to pay $5 for a vintage purse, when I really don't know how much I could actually get out of it. But if I can pay $2 or lower, especially from the Goodwill bins, I'm definitely going to take a hold of that. So, but through the years, I found some really cool vintage purses, and I tend to sell those on Depop. But I have seen, Curtsy have a little traction with it, and Mercari is always good to just have it as a buffer and put that on there. And Poshmark, I've sold on Poshmark some vintage purses, so that's really cool. And last but not least, the last thing that I have mentioned on this list is a funny story. So, I went to the Goodwill bins near me and I found the coolest Bob Ross t-shirt. It was like psychedelic print, it was in rainbow, it was, I think it's like Good Vibes Only or something. And it was really sick and it was in amazing condition. Keyword is I thrifted this in my hometown. I mean, my college town. My college town, for reference, is like about 500 miles from my hometown. Like, I don't know, like 300 to 500. Very big stretch, but still, it's very far from my hometown. That is important to remember. So, I bought that Bob Ross shirt and went about my merry way. I sold it, blah, blah, blah. Then I returned home for about like 2 weeks after, and I decided to go thrift shopping in my hometown, and I found it at a Goodwill bins in my home, outside of my hometown. That was the craziest moment. Like the same exact shirt, given I have never seen the shirt ever before in my life, like Bob Ross in psychedelic print in rainbow background that says Good Vibes Only. If you want to go on my Depop, you can find the shirt. But honestly, actually, you could go. I found another, like, I kept that one for a while. If you go onto my Etsy and you go to the Indie Girl Mystery Box, I'm literally doing it as we speak. You go on my Etsy, which is linked in the bio of my Instagram for Thrifting Ain't Easy Pod. And then you go to the third photo and you will see the picture of the Bob Ross shirt that I'm talking about. So I told you I thrifted this shirt in my college home, my college town. I went all the way home, hundreds of miles away, thrifted the same exact shirt I have never seen before. It was the craziest thing in the world. Of course I bought it. So I just love it. It's so funny to think about how it's like we're full circle. A lot of clothing items are reproduced, but this was weird because it's like I've never in my life seen this shirt. I know it wasn't printed. Just like, it's different when you find like, oh, Target has the same stuff no matter what store, but this wasn't Target brand or anything. This was a very interesting find. It was so weird, but yeah, that's enough of my little Bob Ross rant. But yes, this is our podcast episode for this week. I just wanted to go through some of my favorite thrift store finds. I love thrifting. Thrifting is just one of my favorite things to do. It's my peace. It's my relaxing moment. So when I just go into the store, listen to the little out-of-date Goodwill music and or, the other thrift stores in town and just thrift, find items that I like at a good price and know that I'm making a difference in my community and for my customers. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. I am exhausted, but finals week is finally over, and I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And yeah, so I hope you have a wonderful week. And yeah, thank you guys so much. Don't forget to follow our Instagram at Thrifting Ain't Easy Pod for anything and everything. Feel free to reach out to me, whatever you want to do. I hope you guys have a happy holidays. The next time you will hear from me will be after Christmas. So, Merry Christmas if you celebrate. Happy New Year. Well, we're about to come to Happy New Year. So, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.